Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
So this Anthropic situation is getting even messier. They're in court fighting the Trump administration, who's trying to block them from doing any business with the government.
Wait, Anthropic? The AI safety company? What's the deal? I thought they were the good guys trying to make AI that doesn't go rogue.
Exactly. That's what makes this so strange. Apparently, the Trump administration slapped them with a supply chain risk designation, claiming they're a national security threat.
A supply chain risk? How does an AI ethics company become a supply chain risk? That sounds like something you'd apply to, I don't know, a company that makes microchips that could have backdoors.
Well, that's what Anthropic is arguing. They filed two lawsuits saying the government's actions are unconstitutional. Apparently, this all started because they refused to let the Pentagon use their AI for anything the military deemed lawful, fearing it could lead to mass surveillance or even autonomous missile launches.
Oh, wow. So they took a stand on ethical grounds and now they're being punished for it. That's incredibly messed up. It's like they're being penalized for trying to be responsible with AI.
Yep, and it's hitting them hard. They're saying they're losing billions in revenue because current and potential clients are backing out or demanding new terms. The article mentions the Trump administration is even finalizing an executive order to formally ban the use of Anthropic's tools across the entire government.
Okay, that's a full-on assault. So what's the government's justification other than Anthropic not wanting to build Skynet?
That's the million-dollar question. The article suggests the government is arguing that usage decisions are their prerogative, and Anthropic shouldn't be able to dictate how the military uses AI. But legal experts are calling this a blatant abuse of power, a continuation of a pattern of punishing perceived political enemies.
It sounds like the whole thing hinges on this national security argument. Isn't it notoriously hard to fight those claims in court? I mean, the government can basically say anything is a national security risk and get away with it.
That's the challenge Anthropic faces. Courts often give a lot of deference to the government on national security matters, especially during times of war, even though Georgetown Law professor David Super called it an absurd stretch of the English language to equate their refusal to agree with the Pentagon as sabotage.
So what happens now? They're in court, but it sounds like the deck is stacked against them.
They're trying to get a preliminary court order to stop the government from taking further action against them. The judge moved up the hearing, but it's still later than Anthropic wanted, and they're also pursuing an administrative appeal with the Department of Defense, but that's expected to fail.
It's like they're fighting on multiple fronts. This could have a chilling effect, right? Like, if Anthropic gets hammered for taking an ethical stand, other AI companies might be less likely to push back on government demands.
That's exactly what some experts are worried about. The article quotes a former Pentagon contracting officer saying the Pentagon is sending a message to every other AI company. If you defy the Pentagon, you risk nationalization and heavy-handed government intervention.
Oh man, it's like they are trying to strong-arm the entire industry. So what about other companies like OpenAI or Google? Are they getting similar pressure?
Apparently, OpenAI and Google are moving forward with Pentagon deals to supplant Anthropic, despite some internal pushback from their employees. It's a tricky situation because they also have employees who are concerned about the ethical implications of their work.
Really? Yeah, I remember hearing about some OpenAI employees protesting their military contracts. It's a real internal struggle for these companies. It's a tough balancing act between innovation, profit, and ethics, especially when the government comes knocking.
It is. And the article touches on this too. Software companies using Anthropic's tools are now scrambling to figure out if they need to find alternatives. It creates a lot of uncertainty in the industry.
So even if Anthropic wins this legal battle, the damage might already be done. The fear and uncertainty they've created could be the administration's real victory.
That's the grim takeaway. Even if Anthropic prevails, the message has been sent. Cross the government and you'll pay the price. It could stifle innovation and ethical considerations in the AI space.
This whole situation highlights the tension between national security, ethical AI development, and corporate autonomy. It's definitely a story to keep an eye on. What do you think the odds are of Anthropic winning this?
It's tough to say. Legal experts seem to think they should win, given the apparent overreach of the government's actions. But overcoming that national security deference is going to be a huge hurdle. And even if they win in court, it's unclear if they can fully recover from the damage already inflicted. It also brings to mind the fact that Anthropic was founded by former OpenAI employees, Dario and Daniela Amodei, who left to focus specifically on AI safety. It's hard not to see this as a direct challenge to that mission.
Yeah, it's a really complex situation with a lot at stake. I'm definitely rooting for Anthropic, but it sounds like they're in for a long and difficult fight. This could reshape the future of AI development and the relationship between tech companies and the government.
Absolutely. It's a landmark case that will likely set a precedent for how the government interacts with AI companies in the future. The implications are huge, not just for Anthropic, but for the entire industry.